This is a Shift Podcast Network production.
Welcome to Here and Back Again. I'm Dev O'Callaghan, and this is a podcast looking at all things releasing weekly on streaming and in cinemas. Yeah, with a bit of pop culture bits thrown in for good measure. While this week is not box office, not stupendous, like you'd think there was a massive worldwide sports ball event on that scared off streamers and studios, but you know, there's some half-decent, low-key, let's call them low-key series and movie drops that might catch your eye. Hell, it even almost feels like Anne Hathaway decided to sponsor this week's releases, but we'll get to that in a moment. So, shall we begin?
It's one of the great cosmic mysteries. How it is that someone can go from being a total stranger to being the most important person in your life? What do you want to be when you're 40?
Am I allowed to say
rich? What about you?
I want to do something that actually makes a difference.
Change the world, you mean?
Maybe just my own tiny corner of it.
The first of the Anne Hathaway adjacent projects dropping this week is One Day on Netflix, which is a new British romantic drama adapted from David Nichols' best-selling novel of the same name. And yes, speaking of Deja Anna Vu, it was previously adapted in 2011 as a feature film starring none other than Anne Hathaway and Jim Sturgess. Ah, them were the days. This 14-episode series stars Ambika Maud and Leo Woodall as Emma Morley and Dexter Mayhew, who meet on their last night at Edinburgh University, and the date is the 15th of July. It all gets very romantic, and then they go their separate ways, but their lives forever remain intertwined. Beginning in 1988, their love story is told over the course of these 14 episodes, with viewers returning to their lives every 15th of July to see how things have developed. The series has been created by Wild Rose writer Nicole Taylor. How much did I love Wild Rose? Very, very much. And has all the hallmarks of an extremely sweet, heartbreaking swoon fest and should be a massive hit for Netflix in the forthcoming Valentine's apocalypse. Yes, the hellscape is at our door. And maybe, just maybe, this'll distract us from the madness. That's One Day. All 14 episodes are now up on Netflix.
If I want to work at a top art gallery, I gotta get a good recommendation. And there's no better recommendation than Claire DuPont.
Good morning, everyone. Irwin's clients are about to walk through that door, and I will not allow them to see anything less than perfection. You. What's that massive oil spill on the back of your shirt?
It's not like we work for a sociopathic perfectionist or anything.
Oh, God.
Hello?
It's Claire, your boss. I need an extra assistant.
I just got invited to go to London with Claire DuPont.
In the new movie Upgraded on Prime Video, Anna, played by Camila Mendes, is an ambitious intern dreaming of a career in the art world. All while trying to impress her demanding, very demanding boss, Claire, played here with all the ham and gusto by Marisa Tomei. When she's upgraded to first class on a work trip, she meets handsome Will, played by Archie Renault, who mistakes Anna for her boss. And let's just say a little white lie sets off a glamorous chain of events, romance and opportunity until, yes, her fib catches up with her and threatens to rise to the surface. Oh yes, continuing with those Anne Hathaway déjà vu vibes, this gives off all the feels of The Devil Wears Prada, but set in the art world. It sounds like absolute wonderful rom-com nonsense. We're talking get the ironing board out, stick the kettle on, what's not to love? So that is Upgraded, which is now on Prime Video. Obviously, I don't have an ironing board, so it's one of those. I just have to hang shit and steam iron them and turn up the sound. Anyway, I'll move on.
Sometimes events are beyond our control. And in those moments, we save what we can.
Look at your faces. I do not see defeat.
No!
And I do not see surrender. You will not make a stand.
alone.
We have something the enemy does not. We have heroes.
In Halo Season 2 on Paramount Plus, we return to a futuristic world where human beings must put up a united front in order to stop powerful aliens from taking over and destroying humanity. Oh, my lord. Master Chief is back with John 117, or John 117? That sounds like that John 316, but he's a different guy completely. Anyway, they're ready to lead the team of Spartans in the battle against the Covenant as the galaxy is on the brink of war. Based on the best-selling video game franchise, you know what? Despite being a massive sci-fi head, this one, just never caught my attention. Its first season got average reviews and rumours that this season is a kind of soft reboot of season one. Yeah, I'm still not bothered, still not sure, but you know what there is out there? There's plenty of nerds ready to rock and roll and get it on. And to you, my friends, I say, best of luck to yous. Me personally, I shall be avoiding this one. That's Halo Season 2, which is now on Paramount Plus.
Do you think this is the right place for him?
You'd say that about any place.
My brother's dying. He hasn't talked in years.
I'm so sorry. My wife passed away.
My dad died when I was 3.
Christ, it ain't a competition.
I think I should start sleeping at Suncoast so your brother doesn't get too lonely. He's my child. When he's in pain, I'm in pain.
I'm your child, too. What about
God's sake, give me a break.
You can come to my house if you need a place to party. My mom won't be there, and you can do whatever you want.
Oh, my God, I have to tell everybody. Who are you?
New movie Suncoast on Disney Plus is based on the semi-autobiographical story of a teenager played by Nico Parker, who, while caring for her brother in a specialized facility, along with her strong-willed mother, played by Laura Linney, strikes up an unlikely friendship with an eccentric activist played by Woody Harrelson, who is protesting one of the most landmark medical cases of all time. This coming-of-age drama arrives with some pretty decent buzz. Yeah, it's doing pretty well, and the festival seemed to like it quite a lot. And for me, it's giving off, you know, strong Little Miss Sunshine and Juno vibes. So, yeah, definitely one worth a nose. That is Suncoast, which is now on Disney+. In other news, if you are looking for some F-bombs this week, well, don't you worry, because we've got you covered.
Hey, Johnny. How bad is school gonna suck?
You're not gonna like it.
How bad?
Well, it's like getting your nuts smashed together so hard they become just one nut.
Holy shit.
You should be going to school every day with John.
No thanks.
You might have fun.
No, I would not have fun. I guard the house when you guys are out.
What happened to the TV?
It was an accident.
You're going to school and you're gonna grow a fucking brain.
Oh, come on! If I get dunked.
Yes, we are heading back to Boston. Anyway, Ted, the TV show, is now on Sky Max and Now TV and is a 7-episode prequel to the 2012 movie that finds foul-mouthed talking bear, yet again voiced by Seth MacFarlane, in the early days of his friendship with John Bennett, played by Maz Burkholder, playing, yes, a younger Mark Wahlberg. In this one, Ted helps John navigate high school life, and while he might be a bad influence on the teen, they do forge a strong friendship that will defy the odds. Reviews have been pretty decent, and if you thought TV would tame the beast, well, this is Seth MacFarlane, so think again, F-bombs and dirty talk ahoy. So that's Ted, which is now on Sky Max and Now TV. And if you're looking for even more F-bombs and possibly all the worst cringe, we've got you covered there too, because he's back for one last hurrah.
Gotta be me.
That's what happens when people have sex. They say, I love you. You're very special.
People talk like that?
Yeah.
Men do that?
You're small, you're petty, you're jealous. You're a walking fucking virus, Larry.
I gotta be free.
Very sorry to hear about your father.
Father and mother, thank you.
Well, that's, you know, it's a little better.
Your dad's still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, Larry David returns for one final season in Curb Your Enthusiasm, season 12, which is now streaming on Now TV. Absolute cringe all the awkwardness you could expect in your life. The series has been going from strength to strength for 24 years and will most definitely not go away quietly into the night for these final 10 episodes. Oh my god, you may need a strong drink watching this one. So that's Curb Your Enthusiasm Season 12, the final season, which is currently showing on Now TV. Lover, Stalker, Killer on Netflix is a new true crime docuseries telling Dave's story. After coming out of a long-term relationship, he decided to try online dating and connected with two women, Liz and Carrie, who he thought were, you know, pretty decent matches. But things took a dark turn with the relationships, leading to what is described as a four-year nightmare for Dave. As usual, the series uses interviews with those involved and with law enforcement who helped solve the case that involved harassment, deception, and murder. Oh, Lord. Batshit is a quite perfect description of the events which unfolded. One for true crime heads and couch investigators everywhere. Lover, Stalker, Killer is now on Netflix. Rael, the Alien Prophet, it's been a while since we had a docuseries which looked at freaky and creepy cults. However, we are back in the zone with Rael, the Alien Prophet on Netflix. Ah, good old Rael. A UFO-inspired religion, this series features interviews with the religion's followers, critics, and the founder, Raelism himself, as it traces how the alien-inspired religion spiraled into a controversial cult that saw quite a number of court cases and shocking TV appearances. Absolute mad yokes. Tinfoil heads, ahoy. That's Rael, the Alien Prophet, which is now on Netflix. In the non-English section this week, we have The Silent Service, The Battle of Tokyo, which is on Prime Video and comes from Japan. This is a new series adapted from the manga about the elite crew of a rogue nuclear submarine who undertake a daring mission to prevent a catastrophic international incident. High stakes indeed. That's The Silent Service, The Battle of Tokyo Bay, which is now on Prime Video. And coming from Korea, we have the thriller A Killer Paradox, which is now on Netflix. When one accidental killing leads to another, an ordinary young man finds himself stuck in an endless cat and mouse chase with a shrewd detective who will stop at nothing to capture him. Coming from Korea, you can expect this one to be quite barmy and a fun ride. So that's A Killer Paradox, which is now streaming on Netflix.
Welcome to the Greek island of Xanthi. A perfect paradise. Home to some of the most astonishing parties on the planet. And some of the biggest liabilities that always take things a bit too far. So this summer, we're here to party. I've invited eight of the UK's biggest hot messes to the island.
Oh, yes, yes, saving some of the absolute trash for the end. Hot Mess Summer on Prime Video is a new reality dating show set in the sunshine of Xanthi in Greece, hosted by Ryan Clark, that sees eight single British party people arrive as contestants, expecting a almost Love Island orgy of parties, boozing and dancing. Oh, that's not what they get. And the twist here is that while the contestants think they're jetting off on holiday for all the crack, in actual fact they're going to be staff at one of the busiest bar pools in the area, where will they be tasked with managing the bar, organizing events and running it soundly. Oh sweet lord. A further dagger in the back is that they've been nominated for the show by their mates back home, who are absolutely sick of their childish egotistical behavior. Oh my god, people are very excited for this. I'm not going to lie, people are freaking out. The buzz is strong. Owl Rylan is getting people hyped up for it. And what can go wrong? Well, possibly everything. If this is your kind of thing, and I know you're there and you're drooling at the thought of this, this one will easily scratch that itch. Although, just saying, you may need to go check that out. Anyway, that is Hot Summer Mess, which is now on Prime Video. And wrapping things up for the week, speaking of hot messes, for anyone who didn't make it to the cinema to see the absolute car crash that was The Marvels, well, it's finally streaming now on Disney Plus. Carol Danvers, aka Captain Marvel, superfan Kamala Khan, aka Miss Marvel, and Carol's estranged niece, Captain Monica Rambeau, now Saber or Photon or Spectrum or whatever they're calling her, they all team up to battle, yes, one of the worst MCU villains ever. Which is saying something, since villains are not usually their strong point. You know how I feel about this movie. I thought Quantumania and Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness and Eternals couldn't be outshone in their awfulness. However, here we are, the Marvels, rocking up on Disney Plus and saying, hold our beer. At least Kamala Khan saves some of the day. But And finally, a bit of decent retro content which dropped this week and is definitely worth mentioning. Deadwater Fell is a classic four-part drama series starring David Tennant and Cush Jumbo, which was aired on Channel 4 in 2020. Now it's finally streaming on Netflix, where, set in an idyllic neighbourhood, Tom, a respected family man, becomes the prime suspect for setting his own house on fire, killing his wife and their three children. Easy comparisons at the time were to Broadchurch, grim, heavy-hitting and superbly acted drama. That's Deadwater Fell, which is now finally on Netflix. And speaking of flashbacks and things finally turning up on Netflix, a little sneaky gem turned up on their start of the month content dump. And you know me, I'm always going on about how much I love heist movies. Well, one of the best of the last few years, Ambulance, directed by Michael Bay and starring Jake Gyllenhaal and Yahya Abdul-Mateen II, is now up there for your viewing pleasure. Needing money to cover his wife's medical bills, a decorated veteran teams up with his adoptive brother to steal $32 million from a Los Angeles bank. And, well, as you would expect, it all goes to shit quite fast. I absolutely love it, and so will you. I cannot recommend it enough. Glorious, glorious stuff. That's Ambulance, which is now up on Netflix. And there it is, folks. There's your streaming for the week. Yeah, and as I said, not exactly a stellar or box office week, but there are at least one or two things that might catch your eye. Anyways, if there's nothing there for you, well, cinema continues its run of another week, another absolute belter is released. Get your spandex ready, because it's time to get in the ring. Get in the ring. Get in the ring.
Ever since I was a child, people said my family was cursed. Mom tried to protect us with God. Pop tried to protect us with wrestling. He said if we were the toughest, the strongest, nothing could ever hurt us. I believed him. We all did.
Morning.
Pants tomorrow, please, David.
Perry, I want you to join your brothers in the ring.
Yes, sir. I love that. Woo!
Now, we all know Perry's my favorite, then Kev, then David, then Mike. But the rankings can always change.
The Iron Claw is the true story of the inseparable Von Erich brothers, who made history in the intensely competitive world of professional wrestling in the early 80s. Oh, hey! It follows the various brothers as they attempt to seek larger-than-life immortality on the biggest stage in sports. Starring Zac Efron, Jeremy Allen White, Harris Dickerson and Stanley Simmons, this is a sports entertainment movie focused on brotherhood, family, obsession and sacrifice. I'm warning you now, folks, apart from being a wonderful, absolutely stunning movie, it contains a sensational performance by Zac Efron. However, without giving anything away, all I'm going to say is gut-wrenching and heartbreaking. Holy crap. Holy crap. This is not a Rocky or a Creed kind of sportsball movie. It's more in line with the gritty indie vibes of Mickey Rourke's The Wrestler. And as I said, it's another absolute must-see cinema release. I was completely blown away. I mean, oh my God. Yes, it's about wrestling, and I may have feelings for wrestling now and then, having just read the Ringmaster book about the world of wrestling. Oh my God. So I'm in the zone. However, even at that, the wrestling is just the backdrop. The brothers and the family is the story. And having already seen it twice, I again will say it. I'll say it a million times. This is a must-see movie. So that's Iron Claw, which is now in cinemas. All throughout this week, arriving on a wave of positive festival buzz, The Settlers is set in Chile in 1901, where three horsemen are paid to protect a vast estate. A Accompanying a British soldier and an American mercenary is a mixed-race sniper who realizes that his true mission is to kill the indigenous population. Proper Western vibes off this one, and arriving, as I said, with a lot of buzz behind it. This one is dropping in cinemas on limited release, and then will turn up on Mubi for streaming. So that is The Settlers, which is at cinemas. A new Irish thriller with a dash of horror. Yeah, I'd say maybe horror rather than thriller. Double Blind follows seven young test subjects who must face a terrifying side effect when an experimental drug trial goes horribly wrong. And if you fall asleep, yes, Freddy Krueger style, you die. Trapped in an isolated medical facility, they must find a way to escape and somehow manage to also stay awake. Filmed in Limerick and Dublin, you know what? It wasn't that bad. Yeah, pretty decent premise, a believable cast, and coming in at a slick 91 minutes, what's not to enjoy? Is it a cinema movie? Eh, possibly not, but for any horror heads or thriller heads out there, if you don't catch it on the big screen, it's defo worth a nose when it drops eventually on streaming. And finally this week in cinema, two movies that are old but turning up on the big screen. For those who wished that they'd seen the fun Pixar movie on the big screen rather than it being dumped on Disney Plus, well, Turning Red is in your local cinema and it's better late than never. I know, your kids or your smallies or yourself, you've watched it a bajillion times on Disney Plus, and whether folks want to pay all that money to catch it on the big screen is possibly the truer question here, but if it's a distraction you need, well, Turning Red is now in cinemas. And speaking of return to the big screen, let's finish off the Anne Hathaway Deja Vu, whatever the hell it's called, trilogy of references this week, as Tom Hooper's Les Miserables returns after 12 years for one night only on February 14th. Digitally remastered in all its 4K glory, and with Russell's singing much improved, what's not to love? After the rugby last week, why wouldn't you want to bail out on Valentine's night and sing along for nearly 3 hours with Anne and Hugh and Russell and Amanda? Yes, vive la revolution! So that's Les Miserables, which is back on the big screen for Valentine's night at your local cinema. And it'll at least be a welcome distraction to being caught in Madame's web. But we'll talk about that carnage on a different day. Next week, actually. And that is your cinema. I know, rambling cinema, but the claw. It's all about the claw. So what else have we got for you? Well, how about three things that caught our attention in pop culture this week? Well, all the things, the three things, the five things, whatever the things, come to us courtesy of a very surprising, revealing, and yes, dull-sounding quarterly earnings report. Oh, quarterly earnings. Snooze fest. Disney had its quarterly earnings report this week, and despite all the carnage of recent weeks involving Gina Carano suing them for firing her from The Mandalorian, with the help of that big Egypt Elon Musk, very strange team up there, despite boardroom shenanigans and attempted coups by Nelson Peltz, and despite the bad run at the box office in 2023, Bob Iger pulls both a genie out of the bottle and a rabbit out of the hat and reveals a pretty impressive template for the company going forward, and reported that they had beaten earnings estimates for the quarter. Of the big reveals on the call, Moana 2, which was originally being filmed as a Disney Plus series, is now coming out this November. Not next November, this November, in cinemas as a movie. Disney Animation also revealed that Zootopia 2 will be coming out next year, and Frozen 3 and Toy Story 5 soon thereafter. In another banger of an announcement, oh my lord, Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour concert film, Taylor's version, will be released worldwide on Disney Plus on March 15th and will include five more songs that were in neither the theatrical release nor the digital edition. The exact list of the five songs not been released yet. However, we all know that Cardigan will defo be among them. That's confirmed. Hey, you want more? Well, yes, here's more. Percy Jackson was renewed for a second season after its pretty impressive and entertaining season one. Nice. Bob also announced that Disney had invested, wait for it, $1.5 billion in Fortnite creator Epic Games, with the intention of developing their Disney IP for content and games going forward. I mean, just drop the mic now, Bob. Just drop it. As for the planned boardroom coup, well, we'll just have to wait until March to see how that kicks off. But I'm not going to lie, these earnings reports and reveals are defo going to help calm the insurgents. Until the next slip up, at least. Anyways, I'll leave it at that. Good times. Enjoy your streaming. I'd recommend one day, especially if you're feeling somewhat romantic over the weekend. Enjoy your cinema. Yep, The Iron Claw. That's your must-see. Absolutely. And as for your sports ball Sunday, oh boy. Arsenal versus West Ham, Ireland versus Italy, and all rounded off with the superb owl 58 into the early hours. Go 49ers. This is David O'Callaghan for the Here and Back Again podcast, wishing you all the best, and until next week, stay safe and binge happy. Well, hello there. Hello, my post-credits traveler. Welcome. Welcome yet again. Da-da-da-da-da. Yes, we're all set here. We've got the fridge full of chilled alcohol. We've got so many salty snacks because it's that time of year again. Super Bowl Sunday is nearly upon us and you'd be very, very wrong to think that this weekend is just about American football. Oh no, 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 no. With the viewership in the US alone of over 110 million, this is also the Super Bowl of Sundays for, yes, advertising and commercials. CBS has reportedly sold out its complete airtime for the game, and at $7 million for 30 seconds of airtime, the moolah is rolling in. It's like bloody, what's his name? MacDuck. MacDuck? Oh, just shut up. Scrooge, that's the dude. Oh my God. Wake up, Brett. Wake up. Another recent addition to eyeballs watching the game is Paramount Global's alternative simulcast of the game on Nickelodeon, with commentary by none other than SpongeBob SquarePants himself, and featuring all the slime and making it quite an entertaining watch for the smallies out there. So there's been all week, there's been little sneaky reveals and sometimes the full ads. So the buzziest ads I can figure out so far include Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer returning as Ross and Rachel, and Posh and Becks all in the Uber Eats ad, who seem to be spending shed loads on talent and slots this year. Kate McKinnon is in the Hellman's ad. Listen, there's going to be some strange people doing strange things. Arnold Schwarzenegger doing State Farm. Kris Jenner doing Oreos, Chris Pratt doing Pringles, what? Tina Fey, Booking.com, Meghan Trainor, Elf Cosmetics, Ice Spice doing Starry, Post Malone doing Bud Light, and many, 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 many more. Ads are not the only big winner during the game, other than the team that actually wins. Hollywood Studios usually drop some big, big trailers during the ads for their big tentpole movies. This year, Disney, Paramount, and Universal are expected to go big or go home. What's quite fascinating this year is that with the Taylor Swift effect in full operation, and yes, she will make the game after playing Tokyo the night before, this will mean a huge increase in young female Swiftie fans watching the game. So some studios may lean into that? Who knows? Most obvious one possibly being Universal dropping its first teaser for Wicked, the musical, the movie. Oh boy, who is not excited for that? Defy gravity! And you know what? Inside Out 2 should also be a big hit for that demographic. The normal summer blockbusters like Deadpool 3, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, A Quiet Place Day 1, the Twisters sequel. Yes, there's a Twisters sequel called Twisters Twister sequel called Twisters, and a new Alien movie called Alien Romulus. Yeah, they may rock up. Who knows? You're going to wake up on Monday morning and it's going to be so much to watch. But don't expect any Warner Brothers or Sony trailers during the show. They don't usually stump up the cash. As for Netflix or Apple, who knows? Maybe, just maybe, we'll get a Squid Game teaser. Ooh. Or maybe they'll also lean into their Tay-Tay adjacent content. Anyways, while we don't get those ads here, YouTube, TwitX, Insta, they'll all reveal to us fairly quickly who the winners and losers are of the ad wars throughout the evening. Usher is obviously playing the halftime show, and around all that hype and buzz I've mentioned above, there's actually a game being played in Las Vegas with Tay-Tay's Kansas City Chiefs playing against rapper Saweetie's San Francisco 49ers. I know the Republicans, Donald Trump, and some of the tinfoil hat US media brigade think that this is all a setup and fix for the Kansas City Chiefs to win and then for Tay-Tay to endorse Joe Biden, but one big spanner in that carefully constructed and genius plan is that Vice President Kamala Harris is a 49ers fan, and I'm fairly certain she will remain so throughout the game. Salty snacks ahoy, chilled rosé glug glug, and some epic pizza, and we're all set for the greatest show on earth, where for those who get there early to the tailgate, they'll get to see Gwen Stefani performing a gig. What? And I haven't even got my head around the idea of what the hell the Sphere is going to be projecting on its outer layers, but I'm sure it's not going to be subtle. Kickoff here is at 11:30 p.m. and is being screened on Sky Sports, ITV1 and Virgin Media. Some weird, wonderful and beautiful times ahead. And you know what? In the greatest form of bizarre cross-product branding, would it surprise you if Tay-Tay appeared in her box with Deadpool and Wolverine sitting either side of her? With that, I'm going to send you off. I've no idea why the song popped into my head, but it's an absolute banger and can only pump you up and get you in the mood for, yes, Super Bowl 58. Go Sports Ball Team.